This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held a briefing on Friday, its first in months. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the briefing came as a spike continues in cases in the United States.
We are facing a serious problem in certain areas.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is pointing at some southern and western states seeing big jumps and making big retreats after aggressively reopening. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's again shutting all bars, while Florida's banning alcohol at all such establishments. Here in Washington, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months, a sign the administration cannot ignore the increases.
Roughly half of the new cases are Americans under the age of 35.
Which Vice President Pence says is actually encouraging, since they're less susceptible to serious illness. He says the nation's now in a much better position to handle more cases. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has blasted the Trump administration's efforts to scuttle the Affordable Care Act in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to rule in favor of Texas and a number of other Republican-led states in their challenge to overturn the law, which was passed some 10 years ago. That happens, more than 20 million people could lose health care coverage during the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there is no legal justification for the challenge and no moral excuse for the Trump administration's efforts to take away Americans' health care. Pelosi is planning a floor vote next week on her bill that calls for an expansion of the Affordable Care Act. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Europe's biggest travel and tourism company, TUI, is canceling all vacations to Florida from Britain until December, following the introduction of new hygiene rules at Walt Disney World Resort. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The firm says it made the decision because the new regulations would significantly impact the holiday experience for its customers. Walt Disney World Resort, which includes 4 theme parks, will require visitors age 2 and above to wear face coverings except when eating or swimming when it reopens in mid-July. Temperature screenings may be required for entry to some locations, and the number of entry tickets will be limited. TUI customers are being offered alternatives, including delaying their trip until next year or changing their destination. Zaria Shackley, London.
Paris's Orly Airport has ramped up security measures as it prepares to resume commercial flights after a nearly 3-month hiatus. Reuters' Edward Barron has details.
Passengers can no longer enter the terminals with non-flying companions, but wearing masks is required. Alcohol gel dispensers are available across the terminals, and floor markings urge social distancing. Thermal cameras are in place at the arrival area, where passengers with a temperature of 38 degrees or above can benefit from a medical consultation, but won't be forced to go under quarantine. Tech firm Lab Science has developed a prototype of an ultraviolet rays decontaminating tunnel, which the airport is testing. The tunnel uses a high concentration of ultraviolet light over 4 to 5 seconds to kill microorganisms on a piece of luggage or a coat before the objects are scanned by X-ray. Orly, the second biggest airport serving the French capital, was closed to passengers on March 31st.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Plans for a major Hollywood blockbuster to be released next month have disappeared. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the story.
When it comes to the movie Tenet,
all I have for you is a word.
The word is, again, delayed. Warner Brothers says it will postpone the release of the Christopher Nolan film, yet another blow to Hollywood's already fading summer hopes. Tenet was due out July 31st, but now it won't hit screens until August 12th. And even that may not hold up as reported cases of coronavirus begin surging. The nation's theaters, which have been shuttered for months now, have been looking to Tenet to kickstart a return to the multiplex. Another big summer movie, Mulan, is set for release July 24th, but the smart money is on that release being delayed too. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.